Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
We're recording now. Here we are, Barclay Pierce, Capital Wealth Management Managing Director James Whelan here presenting the Theory of Thing investment podcast live from Studio One, Sydney. Thank you for joining us. I am back from the States and ready to go, and I've probably got a few stories to tell about that. I believe that there's some stuff going on in the markets, which I'm interested to talk about as well. Joining me, as always, is my partner in crime here on the Theory of Thing investment podcast, Heath Moss of HLM Investments. Heath, how are you now?
Very well, thanks, mate. It's great to be here after a little bit of a break. Our schedules didn't line up for a little while, and then you're off in the States. But it's good to be back on the potty and discuss all things markets, mate.
Yeah, no, it is fantastic to be back. I did miss it. Got to the stage of just being like, wow, it's actually been a few days since I've checked on. It was just too busy, and it was like time that we could do, and the time zones didn't really work. You had the market news sort of on in the background, but you don't really get drilled into it. How about me with my suggestion of what time we could be able to do it? That I had the spare spot that I had over from Vegas at Las Vegas. It was my Friday my time. Was like that. What, you're not free at Saturday mid morning to just tune in and just do the podcast?
No commitment at all, that was shocking. We press on. I mean, you haven't you missed much, but you've missed a lot. Oh, the old director.
Yeah, okay, well, yeah, a second, we'll talk about that in a second. What we Vegas was, I could hear asking, there's bits and pieces that I can't discuss of some of the work related stuff that I did yet. When I can, that'll be fine to be able to be released to the market. That's how that goes. The that trip, the NRL, the whole NRL thing, and the experience and the trip was just absolutely phenomenal. The organization behind it, the traveling to get there, even just the car to get from point A to point B. 24/7 is sort of attached, half sort of pseudo attached to stuff that we do, run by very capable Jai Ayub, who's a good friend of mine, and I can't plug them enough. If you want a travel experience, those are you guys. It was just a phenomenal thing. I mean, even just rock star on my own, because flights were changed, sort of rocking up at Vegas airport and there's a car waiting for you. It's this massive unit of a BMW, big black thing. You like glasses on as the sun is setting, coming down into the strip, and just feel like absolute the king. Like, you're thinking about how can I change my life in every single way in the future so that I can take my wife here next year and experience exactly what this is all about. And even just going through LA, same sort of thing, just everything, nothing forgotten, nothing out of place, just an amazing experience. The people that came over, that we had this tour, this group that was with us, we all just met, basically half of us just met at the lounge. Most of us sort of half were 1 degree separated between people. All just became best mates as quickly as we could. The whole crew was fantastic. Managed to get a couple of interviews done while I was over there. Managed to meet a few footballers. We saw Ludacris. You know, we had the special VIP section. Yep. The trip was just insane. With everything that was there, and there's videos. I'm going through my phone just thinking, there's videos that were there that I'm not entirely sure, because it's just so blurry and you're half sort of behind the dates and everything that's going on. There's obviously a bit of booze that gets consumed because you're in Vegas and you're on a, you know, you're in that mood or in that zone and talking to those people that you're talking to, and it's just this jovial atmosphere that goes on. Things being done, got a few really good contacts going to follow up with back here. So I mean, the benefits from a work purpose are fantastic, and more that I can't even talk about right now. But the experience was just a once in a lifetime. Like, that's, you can't live like that. Otherwise you'll completely lose
touch with reality.
any sense of reality. If you continue to, like, you just got to go, I got to put someone, yank me out of here after the fourth day. I've just got to go. But, yeah, and we popped into San Francisco as well. just for a few hours that we just had there and had a look. I'd never been there before, and it looks like a beautiful part of the world for the most part, except except for some of the stories of people that I was talking to. I was talking to a girl on the plane. They were traveling together. She works over there, and hello if you're listening as well. That she was just like, just don't leave your car anywhere. Don't even drive through this part of the world. The whole city, you know, parts of the city have just fallen over in San Francisco. That was fascinating.
It's sad.
Yeah. Mate, how are the markets?
Oh, mate. It's been hot here in Adelaide. We're getting 38, 40 degrees in the next week. And it's also hot in the markets, mate. There are multiple indexes hitting record highs. We've had the DAX, we've had the S&P 500, NASDAQ, the XJO, the Nikkei, all hit new record highs since you've been away. And like I said before, you haven't missed much, but you've missed a lot because the same thing is driving markets at the moment. You know, you got that AI play, which is, you know, broadening out now. Not only is it with NVIDIA, but you're looking at it broadening out to AMD, Intel, Broadcom, a few other little small caps as well. It's all starting to broaden out. You've had Apple and Google, et cetera, lag behind. But, if you want to get the charts up, we'll go through quickly. I'll go through as possible because there's a lot of ground to cover. I'll get my own chart up on them. So you can see there the SPX at 5,157 last night. So basically, like I said, the AI play is driving markets. We had a small dip in markets back here a couple of weeks ago based on yields starting to recover and bouncing. The 10-year bounced back up to about 4.35%, whereas it is now around 4.08%. We had stronger than expected US data come out through that period. So things were starting to feel like, you know, rate cuts were starting to be pared back. But things have changed again. We've got to a little bit of softer data. The market keeps on searching for that Goldilocks scenario, you know, where things aren't too hot, things aren't too cold, they're just right. And we seem to be in that sort of malaise at the moment where, you know, the economy is doing just well enough to keep its head above water in the US. Well, actually, it's better than that, sorry. It is quite decent, but it's not too hot for inflation to be running rampant. And we had Powell this morning, and markets got really excited about this. Powell's spoken twice in the last 48 hours. First time, played a straight bat, basically said the same thing he did at the last meeting. This morning, he spoke to the Financial Senate Committee and said they've got to, let me just find the quote that he said. Where is it? So basically said that he admits that they're not far from having the confidence to start cutting rates. So that's basically saying to me and probably to the market that June is in play now. June is when they'll start cutting. Yeah, and look, like I said, during the week we had softer ISM PMIs in the service and manufacturing, in new orders, and the jobs data within that itself was softer as well. JOLTS openings were softer. The quit rate is softer now. So obviously the percentage of people that were quitting during the pandemic and moving somewhere else for a higher wage was quite high because obviously there was a shortage of labour. That's now below pre-pandemic levels. So it's harder for people to go somewhere else and get a better wage. And it's sort of a lead indicator as to where wages are going. So wages are softening. ADP job numbers slightly missed by 10K, so nothing to talk about there. So, and we spoke about the Powell speeches. So that's the SPX there. You'd expect at some point for it to come back and test that breakout of old highs around the 4,800 mark. Like I said, we're around 5,150 at the moment. We expect that drop to come sometime soon. Generally, markets don't carry on like they are at the moment now without coming back and testing the old breakouts. But I'll bring up the 10-year yield. Where are we? 10-year yield here. You see there where it peaked around the 4.35% mark here and has come off significantly. The 2-year as well has done the same, peaked around 4.75. Yeah. It's around 4.5 now. And we'll get the US dollar.
US dollar. I was going to say US dollar and then gold because that's going to be, I mean, look at those.
You can see the US dollar weakening there. If you pan out there, it's starting to trade in the channel here. I mean, my lines aren't the best, but you know, there is a chance based on this this pattern here that it comes down to about that 99 level from the 103, which would be a significant drop and be a great tailwind for earnings in the US, especially for the big tech guys. So this has been great for commodities as well, and I'll bring up gold.
Yeah, you look
at gold here. That's just
phenomenal. That's what happens when you go away. That sort of thing. There's always something that's just insane. Like you could be sitting, you could be spending your life waiting for something like that.
And it's all to do with the Eiffel Tower. All to do with rates softening, a cut expectation starting to increase again, and the US dollar softness we've seen. So I think you could say basically that commodities generally are a lead indicator here because, you know, commodity traders are pretty spot on when it comes to rates. I mean, we've seen copper start to come out of its bit of its downtrend here. We've seen a nice little lift there on the back of some really good export trade numbers from China. We saw China exports up 7%, imports up 3%. What was missed by some was Germany's trade numbers the other day. Their exports were really, really strong, and a lot of that went into China. So maybe there's signs there, some green shoots there. We had the MPC meet last week. Nothing surprising came from that. It wasn't expected. Mm-hmm. But maybe there's some green shoots there. The Chinese consumer is doing okay. The services side of the economy is doing okay. Travel during the Lunar New Year was actually much higher than 2019. So it's back to normal travel over there. Electricity usage is up. Internet connections are up. Mobile phone sales have bounced and have finished their sell-off. I think they've started rising again. It's just not Apple phones. No one's buying Apple over there. So there's green shoots all around the world now, and things are starting to look a lot better. And for me, I was always in the camp that there's going to be a US recession this year. I think that gets pushed out to 2025 now. The Biden and co. are running a 6% deficit at the moment. So there's a lot of spending still going into that US economy, and explains where they're at now and why, you know, the consumer and the economy has been so resilient. So I think something like that, unless something comes out of the woodworks with like commercial real estate and office, et cetera, over there, I think that recession gets pushed out past the election into next year. So brief rundown.
That's fantastic, mate. Thank you very much for the updates. It's given me some amazing ideas on that one. Mm. I think that the fact that China, yes, I think that recessionary, you know what, I'll do this. A lot of people have commented on the glasses. These are fake. There's nothing going on. These are screen glare glasses that are merch from BlackRock. There is no prescription on this at all. I just wear this to stop the glare off there and also make myself look a bit more intelligent. I'm also wearing a Barclay Pierce Capital hat and a Barclay Pierce Capital gilet as well, which also makes me look more intelligent too, which is fantastic. I can't believe that anyone was writing off copper. It's there to be bought. Yeah, okay. I cannot ever stress this enough, that when copper gets down to a level, find your levels wherever it is, but when it gets down into that, zoom in on what's that spot that's down there, sort of where your red line finishes.
This one there, here, it's around $3.65 a pound, and it's now about $3.92.
If you could pick it up there, it's so strange to me, the whole thing. ALM, ALM is our small cap copper pick, and that's probably got the best leverage, allegedly. It's got the best leverage to upside to the copper price on the market of anything on the ASX, which is good. Really happy with that. Gold. You got some more China data?
Yeah, sorry, I forgot to mention it before. But imports of metals. So we had during January, February imports, iron ore up 8%, copper up 4%, coal up 23%, oil up 5%, and natural gas up 23%. So that paints a picture of an economy that is maybe starting to increase stockpiles or is starting to get going again, rather than an economy that is, falling back. Because, I mean, China produces a lot of its own metals and materials, etc. So if they were really in a big slump or not coming out of a slump, then you'd think those numbers would be a lot weaker. But especially the coal side of things, up 23%. So they're anticipating a lot of energy usage. Yeah.
I'm sure that Rob Reddy has got, you know, 1,000 things behind it. And if he says it, then it's going to be correct. And I haven't actually checked any of his stuff. But there's going to be, hey, there are people who are saying that that's China, like China's done. It's going to be more of a malaise. You're going to have to deal with this sort of thing now. It's just like, well, I mean, hey, those numbers pick up again. They've got a certain direction that they need to be pushing. Just anyone who wants to write off that country is just insane. And then obviously you've got India on the back that will just keep going as well. And those emerging markets are fine. Now, when I left, I was pretty bullish on EM.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like it does feel like I've been away for about 6 weeks. I'm not going to lie to you. Okay, so this could have been a long time ago. Can you pull up? Can we have a look at EEM, please?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
And so this is the emerging markets ETF. Just that's the standard emerging markets ETF. Yep, that's fantastic. Okay.
Yep. And GQG. Exactly. GQG.
Yeah, no, that's
on here before. Yeah. They reported their inflows yesterday. Funds under management are up $10 billion over the month. $3 billion of that was net inflows. The rest of it was market movement. So, and they have a heavy exposure to emerging markets. So we're doing all the right things over at GQG.
Okay. Well, mate, nothing else to add. Now, oh, yes, I've got some stuff on the small cap space. So I've got Wellnex. Now, the date right now, I didn't mention the date, is the 8th of the 3rd, 2024. Happy birthday to my wife. Beautiful. She had a handbag waiting on the kitchen table for her when she came downstairs this morning. I was already gone, so pretty happy with that gift, I believe. So that's pretty cool. And what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, Wellnex. Wellnex is back on the boards, mate. It was off the boards, had to present it half yearly, get a few things together, and it has done so. And remember when I said that we did the raise for them along with Ordinette for them to buy Painaway, which was going to make them a profitable company.
Yep.
They have now been able to report an actual full month of Painaway profits or Painaway revenue coming into their books. And that was their first profitable month that they've been able to report. Congratulations to Wellnex, a profitable company. Everything is great. Everything is fine. I'm very happy to be there. Happy buyer on this one. Obviously, general advice slapped all over this one. Happy buyer on this one. And also, it's one of those beautiful moments, and this talk about the industry, where if you've got clients that are in at a certain price, you'd be happy to ease them out a little bit here, because just for weightings and things like that, just so that, you know, if they're overweight there and they went in on the raise, happy to ease them out. But also at those same prices, happy to put new clients and new money to work on this one, knowing that that profitability is probably going to keep on going. So it's it's one of those rare moments where it's a, you know what, happy on either side there. So that's a beautiful, the stars align in broking sometimes when you can just go and everyone has a good conversation behind it. So that's good. So that hit the market, back on the boards today. And well, we'll just have to look and see where it goes now. So now it's got the big, got the P word. And it certainly comes up on the radar of a lot of other places that needed to be profitable for them to have a look at it. So that's great. It's been a beautiful experience watching a company do this. Laws, sausages, and this stuff is things that really normal outside people, civilians, you don't want to see this stuff happen. It's a gritty, sweaty, late night business, but the results at the other end is fantastic. Credit to my entire team, credit to the Ordinette team, and a credit to the Wellnex team as well for everything that they did manage to get this together. So I'm proud. I'm allowed to be proud of these things that we do. Glasses off for that one. I'm allowed to be proud. Fantastic. Well done, guys. What else you got for us, Sebo?
Just a brief, we'll briefly chat about the reporting season just had on the XJO. Half-yearlies just came out, and we can actually see here the XJO and its new high here. Beautiful chart, fantastic charts broken out again, 7,800 on the XJO at the moment. So basically, highlights. Basically, it was better than expected, the reporting season. And it seems from what we're reading and what we're seeing, especially forecasts, et cetera, from companies and analysts, is this may be the earnings trough for the XJO. This may be the bottom. This may be as bad as it gets. And we could see an uplift. We should see an uplift earnings going to full year 25 and 26. So basically, some of the highlights, discretionary retail, nowhere near as bad as expected. We did see falls in the discretionary retail space, especially in the smaller cap space, like the Adairs, et cetera, of the world were tough. But the bigger guys like your Premiers, your JB Hi-Fis, all those guys, Lavicia, all came through very well, a lot better than expected. There was a lot of mention of AI, actually double than it was last time around, the half yearlies last year, the mentions of AI, mentions of inflation down to their lowest since Q3 of 21. So that is becoming less of a thing. Beats to misses 1.4 times. So 40% higher beats than misses at the moment through the reporting season. The best sectors were, as I mentioned, discretionary retail had the most of the beats. Staples also, so your Woolworths and utilities and all that sort of gear had a lot of beats, and so did tech. Tech performed extremely well. It was up 19% in February. Tech here on the Australian sector. The worst was energy. Energy did not have a beat at all. They had, I think it was like nine companies missed or something along those lines. That's coming down to a lot to natural gas. Natural gas prices have come down significantly because of the warmer northern hemisphere winter again, which wasn't expected. So that's impacted earnings across the globe for all energy companies. I mean, look, balance sheets are still fantastic for energy companies. They've had a good last few years, and there's a lot of consolidation going in there. But, energy was probably the worst performer and looking a little bit sad at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
Also, keep an eye out. I mentioned the Nikkei before at record highs, et cetera, but keep an eye out for Japanese companies looking to take over Australian companies. We've already had one come through looking to take over ALU, Altium, the semiconductor guys. They paid a huge premium. I think it was about 30% premium. It was already an expensive tech stock, but obviously they see quite a bit in that moving forward. But Nikkei, a Japanese Nikkei company, are really heavily cashed up. They're great earnings season themselves, are benefiting from a lower Japanese yen. When it translates from US dollars to yen, they're doing very well out of that and highly cashed up. So they're on the hunt for companies. Lower Australian dollar, I think we'll see quite a few Japanese companies come through and start picking off some of the better quality Australian companies, as it started with ALU. So I don't have any picks, I don't have any suggestions, but just keep an eye out for that sort of movement. Yeah.
A lot of the stuff is like, yeah, do your homework on this one, guys. Where did I go? Highlights, articles, media, likes. Oh my god, Twitter is stupid now. I saw a fact about how much the market owns. Hang on, how much of the Japanese bond market is owned by the Bank of Japan?
Isn't it like 80% or something like that?
It's an insane number that's there. Yeah, but look, on that side, they are cashed up. Do we see Nippon? Was it Nippon Steel go for US Steel? That was supposed to be all done and tied, but I think something got in the way.
Yep.
Things like that.
They might be blocking that.
Our company is a drop in the ocean, but they didn't block it originally. Like, apparently, it was all good to go, and then someone's just sort of flown in. There was that. Look, there's nothing else really that's on my radar apart from those things that needs to be deleted.
We have US jobs tonight, which will be the next major catalyst. If that comes, actually, I can see a scenario where that comes in hot again and we see a little bit of a sell-off in markets and a sort
can
of
we
a
just play that?
Jump in yields.
I've got no problem playing that game. Yep. Happy to be buying. What are we doing? Buying the 10-year here. 2 years probably the best is the best indicator of this one. Buying the 2-year here. Buying the US dollar and probably gold. Just losing off a little bit of gold.
Uranium.
That's your tip. That's your tip. And, you know, general advice only, get a bit of Wellnex in your portfolio in the small cap space. And there's a, it's not the most rounded portfolio, but it'll get the job done. And put some copper in too, please. Do the right thing. Get some copper in. Mate, that's all I've got. You want to talk about some football? It's happening. I saw two football games. And we were talking to the CEO of this place and former cricketer of whatever. And everyone's talking. We went down. We're playing blackjack the next day because we just sort of had an idle day after the football. And that was it. It was a Sunday, our time. So not a lot sort of going on. I went down and found a couple of guys. We're on the $15 blackjack table, the cheapest one we could find because that's who we are. We just owned the place and sitting there talking. I said, just like, what was the score? Someone's just like, I can't remember. We were there. It was great footy. It was fantastic, but none of us can remember exactly what the score was. That's anyway, we had to look that up real quick to say that we knew. But I mean, there were two absolutely banging games of football. It was good. Oh, and then Joe Hockey walks past, former treasurer.
Oh,
former
Joe ambassador. Hockey.
And I'm sitting there and sort of, you know, okay. You know, go in another 15, see you later, whatever is happening. So, and I was like, hey, is that Joe Hockey? Joe! And he looks over and says, g'day. Comes over, shakes my hand, good. Lean back from the table so no phone's on the table and take a selfie with him. Mate, he's doing well. He had a great time. It was fantastic. All right, Joe, mate, thanks a lot. Good on you. See you later. Off you guys. Everyone else at the table's looked at me just going, who was that? They're all Aussies, all of them Aussies. Well, that's Joe Hockey, former treasurer, former, I thought he was current, but he's actually former ambassador to Australia, to the US. No. And then it's like, no idea. So, guys, this crowd that I was with, very funny guys. Anyway, Joe, g'day if you're listening, mate, and you're in fine form. Finer form than I was, that's for sure. Mate, give me some AFL tips, and then we got to lock it up.
Yep. Actually, I was very jealous of you. You got to see the King, LeBron, in full flight. While you're over there, come back, drop 19 points in the last quarter, and save the Lakers.
We thought the Clippers. We were in such. It was a beautiful suite that we were in. Mm. We thought that LeBron, because I'm not a huge Lakers fan. I hate favorites, big teams. You know, that buy their trophies. But we thought that LeBron was going to be out with ankle injury. He was questionable. And this is at the Derby. They don't have the word Derby in the US either. It's a very strange thing. It's a local Derby. They're like, what are you talking about, man? So anyway. It was the Clippers versus the Lakers. The Clippers were just away, home and host, just done. We were
22 points.
Fill your boots at the bar, guys, because this thing is going to be finished. Don't even worry about it. And then LeBron just did what he does. That was a truly champion effort the entire way through, and managed to just, hey, Clippers, if you can't close, man, like beer is for closers. What are you going to do anyway?
Saw footy last night. Your Swannies overcome Melbourne by about three or four goals. It was good game. Good to see the Swannies missing a few too, and beat a decent team. So anyway, I got a bet here. It's the Sunday game, GWS versus Pies. I'm taking GWS at the line of -6.5. I think they'll win by more than that. I am really hot on GWS this year. I think they make a top four, maybe top two. And I think Pies, they'll be roundabouts there as, again, probably premiership favourites. But I think this time around in Sydney, GWS get over the line. It's paying about $1.90. You can almost double your money there. So GWS at the line versus the Pies.
Nice work, mate. I'm going to go. I've got a little multi for you here because it'll mix it up a touch, just so that I can equal your sort of odds here. I've got the Parramatta Eels versus Canterbury Bulldogs. I've seen the Canterbury Bulldogs play a few of the trail games because obviously now I need to be as au fait with the NRL stuff as possible. And I've watched them. And I originally thought, this is a team with a bit of capacity, but I'm looking just going, nah, I actually think that they're a real chance of spooning it. So I've got the Eels. I got the Eels at $1.43 into the North Queensland Cowboys at $1.50. I think the Dolphins have lost a key guy, and that's really going to hurt them to start off with. So Eels into Cowboys should pay you about $2.10, $2.14. Take the money and run. This is your next bet, as my daughter often says. You win some, you lose more, Dad. And that's how that goes. So this is not a gambling podcast, okay?
That's actually pretty good that she's taking notice of those adverts that are coming through on.
Yeah, she does it very funny as I'm
yeah. I know, but it means that the message is there. The message is there, which is good.
What would you rather be spending the money on, Dad? Yeah. That's good. Anyway, yeah, 2.14. Take that bet with your head, not over it. Gamble responsibility. Beautiful. I don't know. We're not a gambling podcast. That's not how this goes. Mate, we're out of time. That has been absolutely top work, mate. Heath Moss of HLM Investments. Thank you, mate. That has been good. Good to catch me up on what's going on. I hope that I've caught you up on some of the spray over there as well. Oh,
beautiful.
One last thing. Anyone who's listening, there was a chatter going on from some people who would know that eventually energy companies are going to pick up companies that do like rare earth oxides and things like that. The cashed up energy companies moving from oil, shifting from oil into other places. Rare earths is apparently one of those spots. Do with that what you will. I just remember that being chat. And I just went, oh man, I got to remember that. That's incredible. Okay. From people who should know. That's it, mate. Thanks a lot, Heath. I'll catch you next week.
Try and stay cool.
I hear it's going to be a hot one over there, mate. I'm James Whelan, Managing Director of BPC's Wealth Management Team, and very happy with the situation that I have returned to on a day like this. Have yourself a great Friday evening if you're listening to this, and a good weekend, and whatever happens, be good at it, or have a good whatever. I don't know. I need a better catch cry. Thanks very much. Talk to you later.
See you later.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.